I guess I'll just get started while it's loading. My name is Heidi Haskell, and I'm with Health Policy Research Northwest. Oh, here we go. I'd like to acknowledge Aaron Owen, Christopher Ebert, Susan Stearns, Tom Hambley, and Dr. Tripp for their contribution to this program. And I must disclose that HPRN, or Health Policy Research Northwest, did receive funding for the development of this project through a contract with the 100% Access Coalition. Health Policy Research Northwest is a nonprofit research organization in Eugene, Oregon. We are an agency that strives to enhance the health-related quality of life by providing the research-based evidence necessary to improve community health. For the past year, we've been working with the 100% Access Coalition. We've been providing them technical assistance through the development of a database. The 100% Access Coalition is a community coalition in Lane County that is comprised of over 50 agencies. The goal of the coalition is to increase access to healthcare. And they've outlined a few goals for their work. They want to support the current safety net clinics, expand access to medications, enroll individuals in existing programs, but also look at where there are gaps in services, increase participation in chronic disease self-management programs, and provide mental health and dental programs for the community. The 100% Access Coalition has a number of programs that are currently operational that support those goals, but the one that I'm going to talk about today is the Medical Access Program, or MAP. And this is a pilot program that's enrolling 100 patients in a coordinated system of care. All of the care is donated by the providers in the community. The system screens uninsured residents for existing programs. In Oregon, our version of Medicaid is called the Oregon Health Plan. So you'll hear me use Medicaid or OHP kind of interchangeably. This system also coordinates the primary specialty, mental health, dental, prescription, and other needed social services with the assistance of a care coordinator. Now, Health Policy Research Northwest was charged to develop the web system. This system provides virtual availability. It completes financial means testing with the assistance of an enrollment specialist. It tracks referrals and movement through the system, and it captures all of this data in one centralized location. The next 8 slides that I'm going to show are screenshots of the website, just to highlight a few key features. So this is the homepage, and like I mentioned, this is a web-based module, so there's no need to install a program on a computer. As long as you have access to the internet, you can access this system. Users are given usernames and passwords and different access levels. So enrollment specialists, the people that are enrolling the clients, they have a different view privileges in the system than, say, a provider's offices or administrators. And then you can register, or people who want to use the system and providers who want to donate care can actually register online for the program. This is the financial eligibility or the means testing module that we've incorporated. The goal of this is to capture financial data. And what we did is we wanted to replicate the Medicaid or OHP screening so that we could screen for a client's eligibility in MAP, but also screen for their eligibility in the Medicaid program. And what I'm showing you here is kind of the evolution of this module. After we enrolled a few of the clients at a Head Start facility, we realized that Head Start was already capturing financial data, and so asking them to do it twice was just kind of a pain. And so what we've incorporated into the system is that if they've already been verified and they have a federal poverty level percentage, they can actually just enter that information in here rather than going through the whole screening process a second time. And this is our program testing module. On the screen, we can enter in information about their OHP or Medicaid history, if they've ever applied, if they've been denied, if they might be eligible and they need help filling out the application. We can actually give them the application. We'll still capture them in our system. And then once that decision is made from the Medicaid program, it will sort of affect their eligibility for MAP, but we'll be able to capture all of that information here so we can see when people transition between different programs. Once a client has gone through the financial screening and the program screening, a coded algorithm makes a decision about their eligibility for MAP. So the enrollment specialist doesn't have to make a decision if they qualify or not. We've encoded it into the system. So based on their answers to, not their answers, but based on the data that's entered into the system, the decision is made. So once the client is enrolled, an electronic file is created for that patient, and all their activities are captured in their record. The enrollment line, which is this first line, that's automatically populated after their enrollment takes place. The PCP assignment, the referral, and the appointments are all manually entered by the care coordinator. And then the claims that you'll see, those are automatically populated every time they have a visit to a provider's office. Let me go back real quick. So the activity log has been a great tool to assist the care coordinator because they can go back in the system and they can see all the places that a client has touched. And then similarly, this piece, we've created a rescreening notification tool. So when a client enters into the system, they're either given a temporary card, which gives them 3 months in the MAP program, or they're given a full card, which gives them 6 months in the system. So what we've done is we've created an auto-generated notification when their expiration is coming, when it's close to terming out. So administrators, when they first log in, this will be actually their home page, so they know which members need to be rescreened, and they can contact the right place to get that information. And then the final tool that we've developed for assisting the care coordinator is this changing eligibility feature. So like I mentioned earlier, we can help a client enroll in OHP or in Medicaid, they can fill out the application, but until we get a final decision on that, they might have a temporary card. So if after submitting the application, it turns out they do qualify for Medicaid, we can actually change their status here. So a client has OHP coverage, they'll still be in the system so we can track them over time, but they won't be eligible for a MAP. And then vice versa, if they get denied, then they automatically get a 6 month card or 6 month eligibility in the program. Okay, so the care coordinator is a significant factor on the success of MAP, but the IT integration has also greatly increased the efficiency of the system. We have one single managed care plan in Lane County that has agreed to process the claims. And then those claims are automatically uploaded into the MAP system, so we have everything in one place. We also have been very fortunate to be able to integrate this MAP system into the different hospital systems. So when a client goes for a provider appointment, there's no extra paperwork to fill out. They're already this MAP is essentially an insurance plan in their system already. Let's see. The full integration has provided relief to medical offices and their staff. Before MAP, a lot of office staff were providing some of the social service needs. Now all they have to worry about is the medical coverage because we're providing them a care coordinator to help with all those other pieces. And then pending an evaluation in 2009, we hope to identify some other values that MAP has provided to the community. And then to increase our value over time, we have a few expansion goals. The first one is that we would like to fully integrate the safety net clinics, so get them on board with using the system so that we have a centralized referral system for primary and specialty care. We plan to incorporate a physician referral program so that physicians who are already caring for charity clients, they can actually refer them into the MAP system within an agreement that they could take one of our MAP clients into their medical home. And then the final piece is that we want to introduce a health risk assessment in the enrollment piece with specific aim to triage clients into a system of care. So MAP has been extremely successful in Lane County for our pilot patients, but we have learned a few lessons along the way that I'd like to share with you, especially if you are thinking about embarking on, a virtual care coordination model. First, really focus on delivering value to a clearly defined segment of your population. You have to create a system that's adaptable to the changing environments. Like the example I used with Head Start, make sure that everything's not too stringent. Be clear about the amount of personnel required to operate a care coordination model. And then make sure you have 100% community buy-in from your physician groups, because they've been just really involved in this process and helped move it along so quickly. And then if you have any questions about a virtual care coordination model, feel free to contact us, because we've developed a system that's transferable to any type of community.